Today's podcast topic is thoughts about our own thinking. Welcome to this episode, Neuroscience of Intelligence. I'm Dr. Melvon Thompson, and I'm glad you're here with me today. As a fellow explorer of consciousness, I say hello to you, as I also say hello to myself. My dear mind, my thoughts often come by way of thinking. We think about our tasks, we think about our personal responsibilities, we think about our families, our work, our decisions, and the many things life places before us, but rarely do we stop to think about the thinking itself. Rarely do we pause and ask, why am I thinking this way? What pattern is my mind following? Is this thought helping me, or is it holding me back? This is where metacognition begins. Metacognition simply means thinking about our own thinking. It is the ability to step back and observe the mind. It is like the big brain watching the brain, seeing how it takes in information, how it processes that information, and how it acts upon it externally. Now here's something important to reflect on. Thinking about thinking is not just an intellectual exercise. It is connected to emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is the ability to understand ourselves, regulate our emotions, and recognize how our words, reactions, and behaviors affect others. This matters in leadership. It matters in parenting. It matters in teaching. It matters in friendships. It matters when people look up to us for guidance, wisdom, and direction. Before we can lead others well, we must first be willing to look within ourselves. The Bible reminds us, in 2 Corinthians 13:5, to examine ourselves. In other words, we are called to look honestly into the mirror of the self, to reflect, to evaluate, to see whether our thoughts, actions, and decisions are aligned with truth, growth, and spiritual maturity. This kind of self-reflection helps reveal the authentic self. It helps us ask, where is God guiding me? What needs to be corrected? What needs to be healed? What needs to be strengthened? When we practice this, we stop being controlled by every thought that enters our mind. Instead, we begin working with our thoughts. We begin walking beside them with awareness, discipline, and control. Metacognition also helps us identify negative thinking patterns. For example, when worry keeps repeating itself, we can pause and ask, why do I keep thinking this? What triggered this feeling? What could I do differently next time? What lesson can I learn from this moment? You do not have to be a psychologist to practice this. You simply have to become curious about your own mind. That curiosity creates awareness. Awareness creates understanding. Understanding creates better choices. And better choices create growth. When mistakes happen, resist the urge to move on too quickly. Instead, pause and ask yourself, what was I thinking? Where did my reasoning go wrong? Was I reacting from fear, emotion, habit, or truth? Was this a gut feeling, or was it confidence supported by evidence? Sometimes we have to step back in order to step through. That is the intelligence of reflection. Metacognition helps us become wiser, stronger, and more emotionally mature. By noticing how we think, we gain the power to improve what we think. So today, let this be a reminder. Pay attention to your thoughts. Examine your inner patterns. Reflect before reacting. And learn to work with your mind instead of being ruled by it. At the end of the day, take 5 minutes to reflect. Ask yourself, what did I learn today about myself and about my mind? Thank you for being with me today. I'd love to hear your thoughts. What does thinking about your own thinking mean to you? Put your comments in the box below. I look forward to engaging with you.